Okay, everybody, here we are now in lesson 146. And in this one, what we're looking at here is the theology behind biblical justification. Let's take a look at what this term actually means in depth from a standpoint of who God is. So if you take a look at the screen, what it says here is that justification is actually a legal verdict taking place in God's courtroom, not in a sinner's heart, not in your heart. In the previous lesson, 145, remember we talked about God's courtroom, where he will declare you guilty of sin, but then, depending on your response to the offer of forgiveness for your sins from Jesus Christ, he can declare you not guilty. So there is a legal verdict taking place where he declares you not only not guilty, but righteous in his courtroom. And the other major thing to understand is this is an instantaneous change in your standing before God. It's not a gradual change in you being justified. So it's not a process over time. It happens right then and there when he slams his gavel down and declares you not guilty because you've put your sins, you've asked Christ to take your sins upon himself. So what is salvation? God is actually performing a swap. My sin is being credited to Jesus Christ, while Christ's righteousness is being credited to me in his courtroom. Just look at Hebrews 9:24. Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So God the Father is the judge. He is just, he's righteous, but he's also merciful and true. Remember Psalm 89:14? Christ appears now on your behalf, your defense attorney. He is the one who advocates for you if you have made that response of asking him to be the one to take your sins upon himself so that you can be declared righteous by the Father in the courtroom. So click on the screen. God, if you think about it, now the Lord God Almighty has three options in his courtroom. He can condemn me for my sinfulness, which he has every right to do, or he can accept me in my sinfulness. Or finally, he could change my sinfulness into righteousness. Now, if he can exercise that third option, he can declare me righteous in his courtroom, not because he's going to ignore the law, but because Christ has fulfilled the law. And because of his fulfillment to pay the penalty of death for me, my forgiveness, me being declared righteous, is totally based on Christ being righteous. This is lesson 146.